课堂听 class.com。
科技信息篇。
Now listen to the passage.
Passage 1. Atoms. In this world, everything is made up of very small particles or atoms. This idea was known to the Greeks over 2,000 years ago, but it was only about 150 years ago.That a British scientist put forward the important ideas, which made the atoms theory really useful. Although many different chemical substances are known, these are made up of only a few different kinds of atom combined together in definite simple ways. Atoms cannot be destroyed or changed in any way by chemical reaction. They are too small to be seen, even with a powerful microscope.But their numbers are so great that it is not easy for the mind to grasp such numbers. It takes about 100 million atoms laid in a row to make 1 inch. There are more atoms in a glass of water than there are glasses of water in all the seas of the world.
The second and third readings.You should begin writing now.
In this world, everything is made up of very small particles or atoms. In this world, everything is made up of very small particles or atoms. This idea was known to the Greeks over 2,000 years ago.This idea was known to the Greeks over 2,000 years ago. But it was only about 150 years ago that a British scientist put forward the important ideas.But it was only about 150 years ago that a British scientist put forward the important ideas. Which made the atoms theory really useful.Which made the atoms theory really useful. Although many different chemical substances are known, although many different chemical substances are known. These are made up of only a few different kinds of atom combined together in definite, simple ways. These are made up of only a few different kinds of atom combined together in definite, simple ways. Atoms cannot be destroyed or changed in any way by chemical reaction. Atoms cannot be destroyed or changed in any way by chemical reaction. They are too small to be seen. They are too small to be seen. Even with a powerful microscope. Even with a powerful microscope. But their numbers are so great that it is not easy for the mind to grasp such numbers. But their numbers are so great that it is not easy for the mind to grasp such numbers. It takes about 100 million atoms laid in a row to make 1 inch. It takes about 100 million atoms laid in a row to make 1 inch. There are more atoms in a glass of water than there are glasses of water in all the seas of the world. There are more atoms in a glass of water than there are glasses of water in all the seas of the world.
The last reading.
In this world, everything is made up of very small particles or atoms. This idea was known to the Greeks over 2,000 years ago, but it was only about 150 years ago that a British scientist put forward the important ideas, which made the atoms theory really useful. Although many different chemical substances are known, these are made up of only a few different kinds of atom combined together in definite, simple ways. Atoms cannot be destroyed or changed in any way by chemical reaction. They are too small to be seen, even with a powerful microscope. But their numbers are so great that it is not easy for the mind to grasp such numbers. It takes about 100 million atoms laid in a row to make 1 inch. There are more atoms in a glass of water than there are glasses of water in all the seas of the world. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 2, Computer. Computers are electronic machines for processing data. Data are pieces or items of information that have been properly prepared so that the machine can work with them. Processing means handling the material that has been presented to the machine in such ways as performing calculations, classifying information, or making comparisons. A computer is made of millions of electronic devices that can store the data. In only a short time, computers have profoundly changed the way in which many kinds of work are done. Indeed, they have created whole new areas of work that did not exist prior to their development. We have all heard of computers plotting the course of rockets, preparing bank statements, predicting elections, forecasting weather, and so forth. Computers take routine tasks and do them in a fraction of the time it would take a man or even a team of men to do them. Today, computers can do many tasks for us that would be extremely difficult if we did not have them. The second and third readings, you should begin writing now. Computers are electronic machines for processing data. Computers are electronic machines for processing data. Data are pieces or items of information that have been properly prepared. Data are pieces or items of information that have been properly prepared. So that the machine can work with them. So that the machine can work with them. Processing means handling the material that has been presented to the machine in such ways Processing means handling the material that has been presented to the machine in such ways as performing calculations, classifying information, or making comparisons. As performing calculations, classifying information, or making comparisons. A computer is made of millions of electronic devices that can store the data. A computer is made of millions of electronic devices that can store the data. In only a short time, In only a short time, computers have profoundly changed the way in which many kinds of work are done. Computers have profoundly changed the way in which many kinds of work are done. Indeed, they have created whole new areas of work that did not exist prior to their development. Indeed, they have created whole new areas of work that did not exist prior to their development. We have all heard of computers. We have all heard of computers. Plotting the course of rockets, preparing bank statements. Plotting the course of rockets, preparing bank statements. Predicting elections, forecasting weather, and so forth. Predicting elections, forecasting weather, and so forth. Computers take routine tasks and do them in a fraction of the time. Computers take routine tasks and do them in a fraction of the time. It would take a man or even a team of men to do them. It would take a man or even a team of men to do them. Today, computers can do many tasks for us that would be extremely difficult. Today, computers can do many tasks for us that would be extremely difficult. If we did not have them. If we did not have them. The last reading. Computers are electronic machines for processing data. Data are pieces or items of information that have been properly prepared so that the machine can work with them. Processing means handling the material that has been presented to the machine in such ways as performing calculations, classifying information, or making comparisons. A computer is made of millions of electronic devices that can store the data. In only a short time, computers have profoundly changed the way in which many kinds of work are done. Indeed, they have created whole new areas of work that did not exist prior to their development. We have all heard of computers plotting the course of rockets, preparing bank statements, predicting elections, forecasting weather, and so forth. Computers take routine tasks and do them in a fraction of the time it would take a man or even a team of men to do them. Today, computers can do many tasks for us that would be extremely difficult if we did not have them. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 3. Computer virus. Every day, several thousand computers in the world can be attacked by viruses. The computer could be slowed or shut down. Sometimes information is lost. A virus is a series of electronic commands that can harm a computer or the information in the computer. It infects the device secretly. It tells the computer to do something the computer's owner does not want it to do. Like a flu virus that spreads from person to person, a computer virus spreads from computer to computer. For example, a virus could enter a bank's computer system. It might tell the system to destroy all information about money belonging to everyone. It was created by a university student studying computer science. He placed the virus commands in a computer at his school. The computer sent the commands to other computers throughout the country. Although experts believe the computer virus showed the need for better computer security, that is still a problem.
The second and third readings you should begin writing now.
Every day, several thousand computers in the world can be attacked by viruses. Every day, several thousand computers in the world can be attacked by viruses. The computer could be slowed or shut down. The computer could be slowed or shut down. Sometimes information is lost. Sometimes information is lost. A virus is a series of electronic commands. A virus is a series of electronic commands. That can harm a computer or the information in the computer. That can harm a computer or the information in the computer. It infects the device secretly. It infects the device secretly. It tells the computer to do something the computer's owner does not want it to do. It tells the computer to do something the computer's owner does not want it to do. Like a flu virus that spreads from person to person. like a flu virus that spreads from person to person. A computer virus spreads from computer to computer. A computer virus spreads from computer to computer. For example, a virus could enter a bank's computer system. For example, a virus could enter a bank's computer system. It might tell the system to destroy all information about money belonging to everyone. It might tell the system to destroy all information about money belonging to everyone. It was created by a university student studying computer science. It was created by a university student studying computer science. He placed the virus commands in a computer at his school. He placed the virus commands in a computer at his school. The computer sent the commands to other computers throughout the country. The computer sent the commands to other computers throughout the country. Although experts believe the computer virus showed the need for better computer security, although experts believe the computer virus showed the need for better computer security, that is still a problem. that is still a problem.
The last reading.
Every day, several thousand computers in the world can be attacked by viruses. The computer could be slowed or shut down. Sometimes information is lost. A virus is a series of electronic commands that can harm a computer or the information in the computer. It infects the device secretly. It tells the computer to do something the computer's owner does not want it to do. Like a flu virus that spreads from person to person, a computer virus spreads from computer to computer. For example, a virus could enter a bank's computer system. It might tell the system to destroy all information about money belonging to everyone. It was created by a university student studying computer science. He placed the virus commands in a computer at his school. The computer sent the commands to other computers throughout the country. Although experts believe the computer virus showed the need for better computer security, that is still a problem.
Passage 4. Indoor pollution. The problem of indoor air pollutants is new to scientists. They have learned a lot about its pollutants, such as tobacco smoke and some harmful building materials. But the problem was not recognized widely until the 1970s. The United States once attempted to reduce its use of petroleum products. New building designs reduce the loss of air from heating and cooling system powered by petroleum. A lot of progress has been made in the past 10 years in measuring indoor air pollution. The most sensitive instrument can measure just one part pollutant in 1,000 million parts of air. Other measuring devices are now small enough to wear. They tell exactly what kind of substances people breathe in at home and at work. They are expected to show which indoor pollutants are harmless and which are unsafe at any level. The problem of indoor air pollutants is new to scientists. They have learned a lot about its pollutants. Such as tobacco smoke and some harmful building materials. But the problem was not recognized widely until the 1970s. The United States once attempted to reduce its use of petroleum products. New building designs reduce the loss of air. From heating and cooling system powered by petroleum. A lot of progress has been made in the past 10 years. In measuring indoor air pollution. The most sensitive instrument can measure just one part pollutant in 1,000 million parts of air. Other measuring devices are now small enough to wear. They tell exactly what kind of substances people breathe in at home and at work. They are expected to show which indoor pollutants are harmless. And which are unsafe at any level.
Passage 5. Rainbows. When the sun comes out again after a shower, we can often see a rainbow in the sky. To see the rainbow, we must be between the sun and the rain. The sun's light is reflected back to our eyes by millions of raindrops acting as little mirrors, and at the same time, it is split up into its colors. If the drops of rain are very large, as in a heavy summer shower, the colors are very bright and distinct on a clear day. If the drops are small, the colors are fainter and more blurred. From a plane, we might be able to see a rainbow as a complete circle, but from ground level, we see only as much of it as is not cut off by the earth itself. The most we can see, then, is a semicircle. When the sun is too high in the sky, no rainbow is possible because it would all be beneath ground. When the sun comes out again after a shower, we can often see a rainbow in the sky. To see the rainbow, we must be between the sun and the rain. The sun's light is reflected back to our eyes by millions of raindrops acting as little mirrors. And at the same time, it is split up into its colors. If the drops of rain are very large, as in a heavy summer shower, the colors are very bright and distinct on a clear day. If the drops are small, the colors are fainter and more blurred. From a plane, we might be able to see a rainbow as a complete circle. But from ground level, we see only as much of it as is not cut off by the earth itself. The most we can see, then, is a semicircle. When the sun is too high in the sky, no rainbow is possible. Because it would all be beneath ground.
Passage 6. Mysteries of the Stone. It's just a dot on a map of the Pacific, just a piece of rock out in the middle of nowhere. It was on Easter, 1722, that a Dutch sea captain first discovered the island, when he and his men came ashore. They couldn't believe what they saw there. Staring at them were not only island people, but statues. Great stone faces over 9 meters high lined the edge of the island. Some were still standing. Some lay on the ground staring into the sky. Who carved these strange stone giants? The island people didn't seem to know. The great faces had been there longer than anyone could remember. But those who carved them did quite a job. Each statue weighs up to 50 tons. How were they made? How were they moved to the places where they were found? What did they mean to the ancient people who made them? These questions are still unanswered. It's just a dot on a map of the Pacific. Just a piece of rock out in the middle of nowhere. It was on Easter, 1722, that a Dutch sea captain first discovered the island. When he and his men came ashore, they couldn't believe what they saw there. Staring at them were not only island people, but statues. Great stone faces over 9 meters high lined the edge of the island. Some were still standing. Some lay on the ground staring into the sky. Who carved these strange stone giants? The island people didn't seem to know. The great faces had been there longer than anyone could remember. But those who carved them did quite a job. Each statue weighs up to 50 tons. How were they made? How were they moved to the places where they were found? What did they mean to the ancient people who made them? These questions are still unanswered.
Passage 7. Why the oceans are salty. If you ever get a mouthful of ocean water, you'll find it's very salty. How did it get this way? Almost every river in the world finally pours its waters into an ocean. While the river is running to the sea, it loosens some of the land and carries it along. The land is made up of rocks and soil which contain minerals. One of these minerals is salt. You cannot taste the salt in river water because the river doesn't carry much salt at any one time. And you can't taste it in most lakes because as one river brings a little salt in, another river carries it out. It has taken rivers millions and millions of years to pour enough salt into the oceans to make ocean water taste salty. Now scientists are working on machines that will take salt out of ocean water, and they keep trying to find cheaper ways to do the job. If you ever get a mouthful of ocean water, you'll find it's very salty. How did it get this way? Almost every river in the world finally pours its waters into an ocean. While the river is running to the sea, it loosens some of the land and carries it along. The land is made up of rocks and soil, which contain minerals. One of these minerals is salt. You cannot taste the salt in river water, because the river doesn't carry much salt at any one time. And you can't taste it in most lakes, because as one river brings a little salt in, another river carries it out. It has taken rivers millions and millions of years to pour enough salt into the oceans. To make ocean water taste salty. Now scientists are working on machines that will take salt out of ocean water. And they keep trying to find cheaper ways to do the job.
Passage 8. Volcanoes. Volcanoes are driven by powerful underground forces. These forces are caused by the movement of huge pieces, or plates, of the Earth's outer skin. The crust. At one edge of the ring of fire, the Pacific Ocean plate is moving under the North American continental plate. When this happens, the ocean plate drops into the mantle under the crust. The mantle is extremely hot. It also is under a great deal of pressure. In the mantle, the ocean plate melts. The result is gas and liquid rock. The pressure in the mantle pushes these materials to the Earth's surface. They come out through an opening. Usually a volcanic mountain. Scientists have become skillful at knowing when a volcano will explode, but they are not yet able to say how long the activity will continue, although they look for fewer and smaller explosions and study changes in the gases. It is still very difficult to know exactly when a volcano will stop exploding and remain quiet. Volcanoes are driven by powerful underground forces. These forces are caused by the movement of huge pieces, or plates of the Earth's outer skin, the crust. At one edge of the ring of fire, the Pacific Ocean plate is moving under the North American continental plate. When this happens, the ocean plate drops into the mantle under the crust. The mantle is extremely hot. It also is under a great deal of pressure. In the mantle, the ocean plate melts. The result is gas and liquid rock. The pressure in the mantle pushes these materials to the Earth's surface. They come out through an opening. Usually a volcanic mountain. Scientists have become skillful at knowing when a volcano will explode. But they are not yet able to say how long the activity will continue. Although they look for fewer and smaller explosions and study changes in the gases. It is still very difficult to know exactly. When a volcano will stop exploding and remain quiet.
Passage 9. Farming and Animals. More and more farmers in Africa, Asia, and Central America are using animals again in their farming systems. They discovered that modern agricultural methods produce a lot of crops, but the methods also make it more difficult to sustain the increased level of productivity. Many development projects involve the use of modern machinery, chemical fertilizers, and improved seeds. The chemicals and seeds are very costly, and the machines become useless when they need parts or repairs. Most farmers in developing countries are poor. They do not have enough money to continue using modern farming methods after the development project money has been spent. So they return to traditional methods. Many of these methods involve animals. For example, some farmers use oxen to prepare hillsides for planting crops and to prepare fields for growing grass. Furthermore, some agricultural projects have involved exporting new kinds of cattle to developing countries. The cattle provide more meat or milk. More and more farmers in Africa, Asia, and Central America. are using animals again in their farming systems. They discovered that modern agricultural methods produce a lot of crops. But the methods also make it more difficult to sustain the increased level of productivity. Many development projects involve the use of modern machinery, chemical fertilizers, and improved seeds. The chemicals and seeds are very costly. And the machines become useless when they need parts or repairs. Most farmers in developing countries are poor. They do not have enough money to continue using modern farming methods. After the development project money has been spent, so they return to traditional methods. Many of these methods involve animals. For example, some farmers use oxen to prepare hillsides for planting crops. And to prepare fields for growing grass. Furthermore, some agricultural projects have involved exporting new kinds of cattle to developing countries. The cattle provide more meat or milk.
Passage 10. Heart disease. One of the world's most deadly health problems is spreading to new places. The problem is heart disease, and it is affecting more and more people in developing nations. For years, heart disease has been the number one cause of death in most industrial nations. There, heart disease claims more lives than cancer, accidents, or AIDS. In most developing nations, fewer people die from heart disease. They die, instead, from diseases such as malaria. Now, the WHO has warned that heart disease is increasing rapidly in almost every developing nation. It says within 10 years, heart disease will cause as many as one-fourth of all deaths in the third world. One sign of the problem is an increase in high blood pressure. It is an early symptom of heart disease. The increase of heart disease has called on the health experts to learn more about this problem. One of the world's most deadly health problems is spreading to new places. The problem is heart disease. And it is affecting more and more people in developing nations. For years, heart disease has been the number one cause of death in most industrial nations. There, heart disease claims more lives than cancer, accidents, or AIDS. In most developing nations, fewer people die from heart disease. They die, instead, from diseases such as malaria. Now, the WHO has warned that heart disease is increasing rapidly in almost every developing nation. It says within 10 years, heart disease will cause as many as 1/4 of all deaths in the third world. One sign of the problem is an increase in high blood pressure. It is an early symptom of heart disease. The increase of heart disease has called on the health experts to learn more about this problem.
Passage 11. Walking and Health. Many people in the world walk to work or to school. They have no other form of transportation. Many others, however, travel by bus, train, or car. They walk very little. Yet experts say walking is one of the best ways to stay healthy. They call it the world's most natural exercise. Walking is less dangerous than running. It strengthens muscles without stretching them too much, and it puts less pressure on bones and joints. About 50 million Americans are active in what is called fitness walking. They take short walks a few times each week to improve their health. Fitness walking can be done almost anywhere, anytime. No special equipment is needed. Experts advise drinking lots of liquids, especially water, before and after each walk. Also, gently stretch the muscles and joints that are most likely to become tense during exercise. Improvements were not observed every day, but after 3 weeks, the differences became very clear. Many people in the world walk to work or to school. They have no other form of transportation. Many others, however, travel by bus, train, or car. They walk very little. Yet experts say walking is one of the best ways to stay healthy. They call it the world's most natural exercise. Walking is less dangerous than running. It strengthens muscles without stretching them too much. And it puts less pressure on bones and joints. About 50 million Americans are active in what is called fitness walking. They take short walks a few times each week to improve their health. Fitness walking can be done almost anywhere, anytime. No special equipment is needed. Experts advise drinking lots of liquids, especially water. Before and after each walk. Also, gently stretch the muscles and joints. That are most likely to become tense during exercise. Improvements were not observed every day. But after 3 weeks, the differences became very clear.
Passage 12. How much sleep? Sleep, as we know, is important to us because it helps restore tired organs and tissues in our body. But how much sleep do we actually need? For most of us, 8 hours seems to be about the right amount. Yet we know there are a great many people who get along perfectly with less sleep, and some who may even need more. A great deal depends on the way we live. But a good general rule to follow is to sleep as long as we have to in order to feel happy and be able to work at our best when we awake. There are actually different levels of sleep. There is a deep sleep and a shallow sleep. In a shallow sleep, our body does not get the same kind of rest it gets in deep sleep, so that after 8 hours of a shallow sleep, we may still feel tired. But a short, deep sleep can be very restful. Sleep, as we know, is important to us. Because it helps restore tired organs and tissues in our body. But how much sleep do we actually need? For most of us, 8 hours seems to be about the right amount. Yet we know there are a great many people who get along perfectly with less sleep. And some who may even need more. A great deal depends on the way we live. But a good general rule to follow is to sleep as long as we have to. In order to feel happy and be able to work at our best when we awake. There are actually different levels of sleep. There is a deep sleep and a shallow sleep. In a shallow sleep, our body does not get the same kind of rest it gets in deep sleep. So that after 8 hours of a shallow sleep, we may still feel tired. But a short, deep sleep can be very restful.
Passage 13. Drinking enough water. Next to air, water is the element most necessary for survival. A normal adult is 60 to 70% water. We can go without food for almost 2 months, but without water only a few days. Yet most people have no idea how much water they should drink. Without water, we'd be poisoned to death by our own waste products. If there isn't enough water, wastes are not removed as effectively and may build up a kidney stone. Water can carry nutrients and oxygen to the cells through the blood and helps to cool the body through perspiration. We even need water to breathe. The minimum for a healthy person is 8 to 10 glasses a day. You need more if you exercise a lot or live in a hot climate. And buy those glasses of water throughout the day, you could be on your way to a healthier, leaner body. Next to air, water is the element most necessary for survival. A normal adult is 60 to 70% water. We can go without food for almost 2 months. But without water, only a few days. Yet most people have no idea how much water they should drink. Without water, we'd be poisoned to death by our own waste products. If there isn't enough water, wastes are not removed as effectively and may build up a kidney stone. Water can carry nutrients and oxygen to the cells through the blood. And helps to cool the body through perspiration. We even need water to breathe. The minimum for a healthy person is 8 to 10 glasses a day. You need more if you exercise a lot or live in a hot climate. And buy those glasses of water throughout the day. You could be on your way to a healthier, leaner body.
Passage 14. Waste from homes. Almost everything you do at home produces waste. We use fire to cook our food and sometimes to heat water in rooms. Fire produces waste gases which leave the house by the chimney. Other waste emerges directly from motor cars and the burning of rubbish in the garden. Solid waste comes from the kitchen and other sources and have to be regularly removed, such as food scraps and paper, glass and plastics, and metal objects like cans. Waste water emerging from the drain pipes is connected to kitchen, bathrooms and laundries. This water contains organic wastes and soap or other detergents. The groundwater, therefore, comes from several different sources. Pure sources, such as rainfall, and from sewerage systems from our houses. We see, then, that waste leaves our houses in four ways: in the air, in garbage cans, in sewers, and in groundwater. Almost everything you do at home produces waste. We use fire to cook our food, and sometimes to heat water in rooms. Fire produces waste gases which leave the house by the chimney. Other waste emerges directly from motor cars and the burning of rubbish in the garden. Solid waste comes from the kitchen and other sources. And have to be regularly removed. Such as food scraps and paper, glass and plastics, and metal objects like cans. Waste water emerging from the drain pipes is connected to kitchen, bathrooms and laundries. This water contains organic wastes and soap or other detergents. The groundwater, therefore, comes from several different sources. Pure sources, such as rainfall, and from sewerage systems from our houses. We see then that waste leaves our houses in four ways. In the air, in garbage cans, in sewers, and in groundwater.
Passage 15, the world's biggest farm. Sometimes called the world's biggest farm, New Zealand is known for the quality and quantity of its agricultural produce. This success has been achieved only by great effort, since little land is naturally arable and much of it is mountainous. Scientists developed the techniques for grassland management, and farmers have been working hard. All of these have enabled New Zealand to exploit the combination of distributed rain and plentiful sunshine. Farming in here is highly mechanized. Most farms have workshops, and farmers have much practical experience of electrical and mechanical engineering. Farms are highly efficient, little more than 110,000 people being involved full-time on over 75,000 farm holdings. New Zealand's farmers are overwhelmingly working owners. On a number of farms, a member of the owner's family is explored. Although New Zealand is one of the world's largest exporters of meat, wool, and dairy products, its farms are very much family businesses. Sometimes called the world's biggest farm, New Zealand is known for the quality and quantity of its agricultural produce. This success has been achieved only by great effort, since little land is naturally arable and much of it is mountainous. Scientists developed the techniques for grassland management, and farmers have been working hard. All of these have enabled New Zealand to exploit the combination of distributed rain and plentiful sunshine. Farming in here is highly mechanized. Most farms have workshops, and farmers have much practical experience of electrical and mechanical engineering. Farms are highly efficient. Little more than 110,000 people being involved full-time on over 75,000 farm holdings. New Zealand's farmers are overwhelmingly working owners. On a number of farms, a member of the owner's family is explored. Although New Zealand is one of the world's largest exporters of meat, wool, and dairy products, its farms are very much family businesses.